Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The reporters at practice mentioning who's in and who's out on the field for the Redskins today. One thing I just saw, Norman and Breland did take part, but as far as the offensive line drills, Sean Laval was the only starter who took part in any of the drills. The other four guys didn't.
Oh, man.
So it was Chase Roullier, TJ Clemmings, Tyler Catalina, and then the practice squad guys going
through
the
Chase.
Individual O-line drills. Could be an ugly week trying to protect and run the ball up front if they're without three or four of those guys. Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener lines are open on this Thursday, 800-636-1067. We'll get into the other NFL matchups that have our attention. We were just talking Ravens-Dolphins. That's the game tonight, nationally televised Thursday Night Football. We were saying that Joe Flacco's having a terrible year, which is irrefutable.
Again.
And we got into basically the fact that a lot of guys could get more out of that offense than him, including Kirk Cousins. Anthony's in Fairfax wants to take umbrage with that. What's up, Anthony? How are you?
Gentlemen, how's it going?
Good, man.
I'm going to preface by saying I love Kirk, and I don't think we deserve him, and I think he's going to leave, and I think we're going to be sad and miserable next year. But at the same time, I think the fear for a lot of Redskins fans and for the front office is that if he doesn't have a system in place like Jay's or like Kyle's or like Sean's, then he would turn into a pumpkin. And there's a reason Redskins fans, when they connect him to a different team, they connect him to Los Angeles, they connect him to San Francisco, because those are his systems that he's run and those are the things he's comfortable with. So you can't tell me that the front office isn't scared that, hey, if things go sour with Jay and he's going to be let go, can we hire any offensive coordinator, or do we have to hire a West Coast guy who's going to get the most out of Kirk Cousins?
Well, stay on the line with me because I got questions.
That's different than I thought. I thought this was going to be, look at Joe Flacco's record or something,
I
had so much ammo. So it's way better.
I was hoodwinked. Yes, I like that. But I would say this. First of all, you left off Kyle Shanahan. So Kyle Shanahan is the original system for Kirk Cousins that he played well in. His start against Cleveland was fantastic, 327 yards, and a win on the road as they kept that streak together. Then you fast forward and you mentioned Sean McVay. You've mentioned Jay Gruden. Okay, so that's three different people whose offenses he played in that were all a little bit different than the one before it, who he's had success in. It's the only three he's played in. So he's batting 1,000 in the systems he's been in. Now, if the point is there are systems that he would be bad in around the league, that's probably true.
Yeah, I don't want him playing in Carolina and patting the ball for 10 seconds and throwing downfield to slow receivers. No, thank you.
I would also imagine you could say that about way more quarterbacks than not. Like, yeah, ideally you would go to a system that fits your skill set. My point is Baltimore, if you look at their offense, it's a lot of short and intermediate throws with a couple of deep shots here and there. There's nothing he couldn't do. You called in to say you think that Joe Flacco is better than him, correct?
I didn't. I'm just making the devil's advocate point that a lot of fans, and I think the front office, fear that outside of the system, and yeah, you said it's three different systems, but it's centered around the same concepts, the same play designs, the same way the play develops. I think in Baltimore, the offense is called garbage and rummage and run until you're open, and Joe Flacco just has to stand there and take the dump off because nobody gets open. I think Kirk, within the flow of an offense that he knows, or within the flow of an offense that has good concepts and good play designs, he's able to do well. But if he has to think outside the box, or if he has to make something out of nothing, he does struggle in that, and that's why he's not great outside of a normal play that goes sort of haywire.
That goes according to plan.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I'm not really sure what the conversation is then. I mean, if the point is he can't succeed outside of this offense, it's an impossible question to answer because we haven't seen it. That'll be the other thing that we've knocked him for so many things that he's proven people wrong on. The new thing will be something unprovable, which is, well, he's just lucky he plays in this offense. Well, it's a different offense than last year, and it was a different offense last year than 2 years ago. And Whatever, I guess.
If the criticism is he doesn't have the improbability of Aaron Rodgers, then I suppose that's fair. I guess that's fine.
But that's true. If you took away some scheme and you took away some of the smart design and you took away more weapons, even though you've already taken away his best weapons.
He'd do worse, I think.
He would keep doing worse. That's true. I would agree with that.
Yeah, I think that's fine. So let's go through some of these games here because we could spend all day doing quarterback stuff for this week. The first game, Minnesota at Cleveland. Cleveland, no wins. Over-under, really low in this game. Minnesota favored by 9.5. This is another week where I think they hand it off to their two running backs in terms of Murray and McKinnon and win a 17-10 kind of game.
And for the record, it sounds like no Bradford again. I don't know how long this knee is going to linger, but remember when Case Keenum was supposed to fill in for a week maybe, and here we are a month plus later and he's still the guy?
Way more
he's
than
playing okay.
A week.
I think they beat the Browns. They're not going to be their best version of themselves until Bradford gets back, but they got plenty of firepower to beat Cleveland.
Oakland at Buffalo. Oakland found something a couple weeks ago beating Kansas City. All of a sudden looked like the team or close to it that we thought we were getting. Buffalo just very whisper quiet because New England gets all the headlines. Buffalo's got a winning program right now, and defensively they've been pretty good. You've got favored by 2.5 Buffalo at home.
Huge game for the Bills. Sean McDermott's first season. 4-3 is about where they should be based on their schedule. If you look at some of their wins, I like that they beat Atlanta. I thought that the 10-point win over Denver was impressive.
It was impressive, man.
They've also got wins over, if you go back, like the Jets, the Bucs, in a game in which Tampa Bay just handed it to them. But if they get a win and they're 5-2 through 7 with another decent win on the ledger, this is a team that could contend for a wild card in the first year of a head coach, which is abnormal. This is, to me, a more important game for Buffalo than Oakland. Consequently, if the Raiders win, Oakland's probably back on a path to 9 wins or so.
They'd be 4-4, very much alive in the AFC.
Yeah, they were left for dead. They're better than people thought. Cooper, Carr starting to come together, and they look like the version of themselves that was one of the better teams last year that we didn't see coming. I also, by the way, spoiler, do not think they'll miss Marshawn Lynch this week. I think Jalen Richard is really, really good.
And Washington, too, I like.
Washington can play. I actually do not think they're going to miss Marshawn Lynch.
I think they'll be better without Marshawn Lynch. I'm actually with you on that. Instead of sort of stopping what they're doing and giving it to Lynch. Second biggest spread on the board, Indy, who is just a hot mess at this stage. T.Y. Hilton's calling out offensive linemen. Their defense is one of the worst groups of 11 people ever assembled in
any
capacity.
Smells like a team picking second or third in the draft.
Cincinnati needs it. I mean, Cincinnati has struggled. It hadn't looked real good. They've been inconsistent at best. 10.5-point favorites at home. Cincinnati rolls in this one, right?
Yes.
Don't we all kind of think so?
This is a 27-13 kind of game. This is an Andy Dalton get right, 3 or 4 touchdown passes. It's 72 and sunny, and you throw for 315.
And maybe you look at the game tape and realize you're much better when Joe Mixon has the football. More of him, please. Less of the other Jags. Chargers at New England. New England touchdown favorite at home in Foxborough. Chargers have been frisky of late, but they may be too little too late because they started off so poorly. They've played well. They just whitewashed Denver this past week, but New England has kind of found themselves.
Yes, they have. Their defense is way better. Out-of-date commentary when people say, but New England's defense is so bad. Last 3 weeks, they've given up 17, 14, and 7 points.
No Dante Hightower, though.
Almost
hurt for the season.
Shut out. I understand that. They almost shut out the Atlanta Falcons. The Chargers are not an offensive juggernaut. They're playing the Saints this week. Maybe it's a different conversation. They win this game probably 30-17.
Speaking of those Saints, Bears on the road. Bears have had a couple impressive wins this year.
They have, but their offense is stuck in neutral. They won a game this past week when they played.
Field goal.
Yeah, they couldn't complete passes. I think Mitch Trubisky had 4 completions in the game, 7 attempts, something like that. The Saints are going to beat them. In New Orleans, by the way, you want to talk defense? Dennis Allen, former Raiders coach?
Yeah.
This is as good a group as Drew Brees has had opposite him since they won a Super Bowl.
And Drew Brees is doing what Drew Brees does, spreading it around. It's Kamara, it's Thomas, it's Ted Ginn all of a sudden.
Most baffling team in the league to me right now. Falcons have lost 3 straight.
Yeah.
They're at the Jets. New York's also surprisingly good. Most people thought they'd be 4-12. They're 3-4. They've almost won a couple games here recently.
Yeah, they should have.
They could be a 5-win team right now, which would be the talk of the NFL. Atlanta better be careful, or they could lose a 4th straight. The Jets are not as bad as we thought they were going to be. Josh McCown gives them a chance every single week.
That's a crazy statement you just made. Now, let me rephrase. It's crazy to hear that. It's correct, and that's insane. That's something that we can utter in 2017. San Fran at Philly. Philly rolls. San Francisco stinks.
7-1. Welcome to the midway point, on pace for 14 wins.
Must have in a couple NFC South teams, I think. Tampa, because they need to get right. That ship is leaking. Carolina's on the road at Tampa. Carolina has looked good at times and looked reprehensibly awful at times where they got shut out against New Orleans. Who wins that one?
I think that the Bucs win. to jumble up that division even more. Because if Tampa loses at home at 2-5, they're done. I believe that.
In that division, yeah.
Because the Saints are too good, the Panthers are solid, and I wouldn't count Atlanta out. I think they've kind of hit a rough patch. You can't be 2-5 in that division and feel like you've still got a shot. So the Bucs may have the most on the line of any team this weekend. Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan.
Folks, Danny Ruya here from my pals at Ted Britt Ford. Three different things are great about Ted Britt Ford. The number three is very key today. If you guys know about the number three, it's awesome. It's a huge deal. Three ways that Ted Britt Ford is great. Number one, 0% financing for 72 months on Focus Infusion. That's number one. Number two, out of three, remember numbers three, Ted Britt for life. So before the number was four, now it's three, guys. Ted Britt for life, lifetime vehicle coverage. New, pre-owned, anything less than 100,000 miles, you get Ted Britt for life. That's lifetime coverage. Powertrain coverage, that's the big stuff. Little things like they'll replace your windshield if it cracks, take care of Virginia State inspection, etc. And here's your third way of three. The number is three that Ted Britt Ford is so good. Fairfax and Chantilly, just a click away, tedbritt.com. There's three as well. You got great deals on the 2017s. They got to go. They got to go. How about as low as $7,900 for a Fiesta? As low as $9,900 for a Focus? $15,900. That's your bare bones right there for the Fusion. I got a Fusion. It's awesome. I love it. Ted Britt Ford will treat you great. He'll keep you coming back for more. That's why they're the best. Go see them in Fairfax or Chantilly and tell them Danny sent you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.